You can create almost any kind of institution except a political one. You can create an infrastructural institution that shares energy, but you can't create the political institution because no one believes in politics. Nobody trusts politicians any longer, and that's our worry. I agree with Jonathan that we are sleepwalking into disaster. The referendum will now come earlier than any of us will want it to come, uncomfortably early, and I think it's almost impossible to win a yes vote. And by the way, I think his analogy of Norway is precisely right. 75% of European regulations have had to be adopted by Norway. So Norway is out of Europe, but run by Europe. And those who argue this will give us greater sovereignty are simply not facing up to the facts, which is true, by the way, of our political class as well. I want to make two points which I think are absolutely fundamental to this. The first is a revelation I think is too little understood, and the second is a revelation for which there is no public support. The first is that in this age, there is nothing a nation state can deliver that it wants to deliver for its citizens that it can deliver alone. Nothing. Not health, the threat of pandemic diseases, not crime with international crime, not your economy, not your jobs, not your environment, not your security. All of those things that we would like our citizens to have can only be delivered by working in concert with others. Because there is now an international quotient to every domestic policy, something which I think my party simply has not yet properly hoisted on board, by the way, to be self-critical. So it is your alliances, it's who you work with that matters, and we work with our neighbouring structure to work with, which is Europe. There are those who argue in Pauline's party, some very high up, that we should be using the Commonwealth because we all agree about the rule of law and a parliamentary system. You might as well say that you should have the Women's Institute governing Britain because we all agree about how to make jam. The fact
are you
of the
talking
matter,
about a poll, Kelly, or are you going to crusade?
Well, hang on. Well, let me come. The poll is relevant, Pauline, because we come back to this.
No.
We come back to this, the second revelation, in my view, which is this. In Europe, we have to understand just how far the terms of trade have moved for us of our existence in the last 10 years. There is no longer an American security guarantee in Europe. We now have a United States looking west across the Pacific, far more than it's looking east across the Atlantic. We have a United States that ceased to be our supporter of, in all circumstances, our defender of last resort. We have on our eastern borders a highly assertive Russian leader, prepared to use the Brezhnev doctrine where it suits him. Look at Georgia as an example. You have a rising China, a rising India, a rising Brazil. If we Europeans don't realize the right reaction to the new circumstances in which we find ourselves is to deepen the institutions of our defense, our foreign affairs, and our economy, we are bloody fools, and the next decade is going to be much more difficult for us. But that fact is simply not understood out there and certainly not supported.